Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Afrita Love Show, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Dr. Afrita Love, and this is the day, the night that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Once again, I am so excited and delighted that each and every one of you have joined on tonight. Now we have over 1,000 people online. Be sure to call somebody, text somebody, tell somebody that the Afrita Love Show is on. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are going to start by reading Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him alone does great wonders. His love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens. His love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters. His love endures forever. Who made the great lights. His love endures forever. The sun to govern the day. His love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night. His love endures forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the ears, the doers, and the seekers of his holy words. Well, I thank each and every one of you for joining. I do want to let you know that I thank each and every one of you for reviewing my book as well as providing feedback. I want to thank all of the producers who are interested in making this book a movie. And I want to thank each and every one of you for patronizing my book. I appreciate that. I would love to see my book in various libraries all around the world. But our topic today, and we have so many questions, but our topic today is who is your leader or what is leadership? Now, we spoke about leadership on a level on last week, and I told you about the different elements of leadership, and I told you, IME, what does that stand for? Put it in the chat. Yes, inspire, motivate, and empower, and that's exactly what we're going to do. Now, many of you have asked me a question. Of all of these added people, we talk about the notion of addition and subtraction when we think about leadership. And I want to give you that analogy first before I go into this story or spiel so that you'll know exactly where I'm coming from. When you add value to your leadership, and when I say leadership, that could be community, that could be church, that could be school, that could be business, that could be anywhere. You want to make sure that it is added value. You can add leadership, but it can either be added value or it could be a negative number value. What I mean by that is that when you have leaders, right, even at a leadership conference, you either bring in energy or you take out energy. And so what you as a leader or a speaker have to do in any type of business or organization is you have to bring in energy. Where do we get our source of energy? Now, we talk about the sun, which is the S-U-N, and then we talk about the sun, the S-O-N. And as a person, you have to have that characteristics of energy. It's a characteristic. Many people think it's a descriptor or a word. But when you're a leader, you have to have the characteristic of energy. And what I mean by that is sometimes you don't have the energy, but therefore you have to create the energy within your personality. So let's talk about this. When we talk about the added part of leadership, which is energy, we talk about synergy and we speak about energy, but today we're talking about energy. Now then, when we think about the people, there is a pastor here, as you said before, and you wanted me to address this, and I'm being very honest with you. There is a pastor here, Pastor Payne, and Pastor Payne and her sister, as I said before, is involved in the conspiracy. Now, they're leaders of the church, of a church. Now, imagine going to that church and living and saying one thing in the church, and then you're going home trying to destroy or violate someone else or their career. Now, when you look at leadership on that spectrum, it's called hypocrisy because they're bringing in negative energy and they're also trying to bring in positive energy. And a positive and a negative equates to what? A negative. You never get a positive and a negative number, and it doesn't equate to a negative number. And so when you think about that, those particular individuals, now that we know who they are, they bring in negative energy. And when we speak about that, and God is speaking, and I don't want to get into a scriptorial, but as leaders, we have to learn how to subtract that negative energy. How do you do that? By educating. How do you do that? By, you know, we educate, and then we also extract those negative things. You know, when you say you have a pastor, such as Pastor Payne, and she's pretending like she's all these other people, calling schools, sending letters, all these things, and she doesn't work either. You see all these commonalities. She doesn't work, so do what? An idle mind is the devil's workshop. And so when we talk about leadership, you have to bring in the energy. We're not going to spend too much time on the pain sisters because they're irrelevant, but yet we have to know real leadership from just going through the motions of process. You know, in the daytime, you're so Christian-fied and you're helping people, and at nighttime, you're a devil. Well, you have to be either or. You can't straddle the fence, and God knows that. And so that's another sermon, but this is not for a sermon. This is to talk to you about leadership. And leadership is on many different spectrums that you have to bring the energy. Now, when I work out, and many of you know that I do work out, but when I work out, I go there as an empty vessel. And what I mean by that is that for lunch, I may have a salad. That's what I eat, salad for lunch. And I don't go there too full because I know that if I go there on a full stomach, that I'm not going to have a lot of energy. Why? Because my body is so, my body's already full. And because of that, that's extra weight, right? That's extra weight. And so you don't do as well. Even when I'm running, I don't go on a full stomach. And so what is the part of leadership? The part of leadership is that when you go into your organization or you go into your business, you go on an empty stomach. That means all that garbage and stuff you leave out the door, and you bring in positive things such as energy and synergy and all of those things. And when you bring in that energy, that helps you throughout the day. And so when you bring that, the message, and I'm reading your comment, we're just talking today, we're going to have a formal presentation online this week, but when we talk about that and you think about these people, such as the Paines and her sister and her nephews and things, they're sheep, right, in what, wolf clothing. They're not real. And I tell people that. I said, you know, I had people texting me and calling me, you know, and I said, you can't listen to every person. Those are not my sisters. Those people were in my play. They're not kin to me. They're nobodies to me, actually. Right? I know them. I know them very well as far as community-wise, but I don't talk to them. They're not kin to me. They don't know anything. They just make up things because they need money, and their church probably needs money, and she's not working. And so looking at that spectrum, she needs money, and they have other issues going on that they should be worrying about. But when we talk about the aspect of leadership in the full spectrum, we talk about the top. And we go down to the bottom. We spoke about the superintendent. All of this, once again, is from the root, which is the superintendent, the root cause. It's like a root canal, but it's the root cause because she didn't take care of her business, right? And because she's sharing things that she's not supposed to. But when we look at those things, we find that all of these people, what you'll find, and this is just between us, and you know, what you'll find is people like the Paines, and people like the superintendent, and people like the Kings, and people like all those people, they try to attach themselves onto a successful people. And that's how they try to make their money, right? Because they can't stand on their own two feet. And so when you think about this, even when we talk about the Paines sisters and how they're going around, I'm this person, I'm that person, they are. They're bipolar. And God says that he don't know them either. Nobody called her to preach. She called herself. You know, and when we look at it and we talked about it, you have to be honest and real. You know, when you have leadership, you have to be real about it. You know, in the past experience, when her father was a minister and she didn't get the pastoralship, she tore up the church. She and her sisters and her mother all tore up the church. That's the type of leadership that is coming into organizations that we don't need. And so as a people, good energy, and we have to focus on the good things because those people are steady trying to tear people down. But they're going to be unsuccessful, you know, because I'm going to call them out. And we're going to do some other things in order to educate people because they definitely don't need to be pretending in a church, and they definitely don't need to be out in amongst the people because they're sheep in wolf's clothing and they try to stir up things, but yet they're using God as a camouflage. That's what God gave me. But in leadership, you have to be genuine. I'm not going to be a leader and hope that you fail, right? I'm not going to be a leader and try to set you up. You have to find that type of leadership as you're shopping around, right, in organizations and businesses. You know, people are getting producers. They're getting people to assist them. You have to have genuine people. You don't want somebody that is applauding you, yeah, 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 in your face and in your back. They're laughing at you because all these other people are plotting or whatever they're doing. You know, you don't want that. Or they're keeping up to date with everything because they want your demise. They want to see you fail. You don't want that. You don't need that in your life. So when we talk about leadership, leadership is a huge responsibility because you have so many personalities that you deal with. But as a person, you have to have the energy and stamina. You have to know what to focus on and what not to focus on. And so one of the things within our workshop, and I'm working with some people from the Oscars, and we're putting on a presentation. And one of the things that we talked about was, what do I need to focus on, right? And what can wait? And some things are just punitive. Those things can wait. But this is what you need to focus on. And as a leader, you need to focus on that. So, for instance, when I was taking my test, right, it was important that I focused on that test. I'm not focusing on the pain sisters. I'm not focusing on the superintendent, the King's letters. I'm not focusing on anyone. Brian, I'm not focusing on anyone, right? I'm focusing on God and my test. And guess what? I passed. So if you focus on what you need to focus on, then you won't be distracted. There are those sisters, the pain sisters, they're just distractors. And so I explained to these people, I said, they're not kin to me. I know them, yeah, because she pretends like she's a pastor. You know, you pastor 24/7. You don't take breaks when you're a pastor. You, the one that said you was called, God didn't call you. You called yourself. You was upset because they didn't pick you as pastor, and you tore that church up, and then you formed your own, right? And so with that, you can't let those distractors, because when God is getting ready to bless you as a leader, then you have a lot of demons, several demons, and you have to not be distracted. So it's good to identify and say, hey, that's a demon, that's a demon, that's a demon, that's a devil, that's a devil, that's a... It's good to identify but not dwell on. You know, foolishness, you don't dwell on it. You know, some things need to be addressed and some don't. And you have to differentiate with that, because what will happen is, and when you have your energy, I want you to draw a picture of a sun. When you have your energy and you spend all of your time, right, in the sun, you become drained. Every now and then you need some shade. So you have to know as a leader what is important. Is it important that those sisters are pretending like they're all these people and calling superintendents and all that? It's not important, but it's important to address it, to educate people, right? Because she's not working, her sister's doing some type of aid job or what have you. That's an honest living, but she's also lying and being with her sister and all of these other things. I don't even know these people. These people aren't kin to me. They're my sister. They're my cousin. And I'm not just saying that because of their behavior and because of how they look. I'm saying it because it's true. I'm not kin to them, period. We're not kin at all. Like, we don't even look alike. We're not related. And so people are asking me, no, I'm not related to them. You know, they came to one of my shows and that's it. I don't even talk to those people. You know, people in Dallas, though, I guess they need money. I don't know. But they're not, they don't have a direct line to me, right? And so I educate people, and that's my job, is to advocate for myself and educate. And one of the things that we're doing, we have our own business. And like I said, I'm working with some people from the Oscars. We have a panel. I'm working with some people from some of the prolific communities, you know, that have organizations. We're working together and putting on workshops. And I'm telling my story. And I'm not telling my story for sympathy. I'm telling my story to educate people, because that's how we do. And these people look like me, some of them. And the other people are glorifying. Ah, ha, 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 ha. Right? But it's not going to be funny what God's about to do. You're going to be looking real silly. But we're not going to talk about that right now. But there are people who keep up to date, right, that you may be in the same room with her, you may be working with her, you may know, or you may begin to, who is hoping for your demise, right? Who's keeping up to date with every little thing except what they're supposed to be keeping up with. Kids in jail, husbands cheating on them, doing all this stuff, but yet you're keeping up with somebody else. Worry about yourself. You know, just like the pains, you have enough to worry about. You know, your widow, how did this happen? You know, And so that's what they should be worried about, but they're not. So you have to prioritize as a leader. You have to prioritize whether you're at church, whether you're at a organization. You have to learn how to prioritize what's important and what's not, you know. And I'm still receiving texts, you know. I said, these people don't even know me like that. They don't talk to me. So whatever they're saying is not accurate because they're not in communication with me. They're just making up stuff because they need money, you know. And so we have that particular element. And so you have to understand that when God is about to do something huge in your life, you're going to have those things, right? You're going to have all of those things. Now, do we want them? Of course not. But are we going to fall out and be all have a nervous breakdown? Heck no. They're not worth it, especially since you know the source and who it is, right? God didn't call this woman to preach. He called herself. She tore up a church. That's God's house. You tore it up because you didn't get selected, and then you went over and you called yourself to preach in a metal building or tin building, whatever type of building it is. And so we have a lot of false teachers, false leaders, right? And just like the superintendent, he's appointed by man. God didn't appoint you. God asked that you have to pray before you just slip into these positions to make sure that it's right. You have to pray to God. And it's very important to pray to God. And some people, you know, when I'm on the platform, I said, you know, your higher being, you have to meditate and really think about these things because you want to add value. You don't want to be the negative source in a situation, right? You want to add value to things. You want to make sure that you're adding value rather than subtracting value to different elements of the spectrum. And so you want to make sure of that. So then our second point when we talk about energy is that we're going to also talk about being able to withstand. Withstand is a word that is utilized within the element of leadership. And when you withstand, it means being able to still be at your best when you know that there are things going on. You have to be able to acclimate yourself to work around that. Does that mean that you are it means that the ability to remain focused on your goals, to remain focused on your visions. Now, if I thought about, you know, and when I tell people in this presentation, I just had a presentation yesterday with some people who works in Hollywood, and we did a workshop, and the workshop was on television and leadership. You know, when we have those particular things, you have to realize and understand what it means in order to withstand. Many people, they break down. You know, you hear about all of these things, and I say this, I continuously say this. People take the easy way out. They harm themselves, they do something, you know, suicide, all that. No. You are a leader. You're supposed to be strong, and being strong means you have to be able to withstand. You know, every time if a storm came and we said, oh, I'm giving up, then none of us would be here, right? And so the thing is you have to learn how to discern and who's important and who's not. And when we talk about that, it's not about what you think, this person's important and this person's not. It's just that you're not important to me. You're not important to what I'm doing because you're too busy trying to, what, destroy something, right? You know, those pain sisters, what is their motive besides money? Their motive is to lie. And still, you know, but yet you say you're a preacher. I don't understand that. Just like the kings, racism. Okay, but yet you're writing letters. I go back to that. And you're still talking about equality and all this. That you're contradicting yourself. Superintendent, she has standards, right? Ethical code, confidentiality. Yet you're spreading this, but you're not telling what you're doing. Stealing, embezzling, all of this, all of these things, right? And so you have to look at it and consider, as we say in the military, the source, right? You have to consider the source. And so when we think about all of these things, as a leader, you have to have energy. You have to be able to withstand. Because when God is blessing you, and I can say that on my platform, this is my platform, so I can say it, when he's getting ready to bless you, then you have a lot of people that are haters, you know, a lot of people that do all of those things. And then you know that some people, right, they trying to keep up. They can't even keep up with what they doing because they're too worried about you. They are. And that's just how it is. You know, people could have been and passed away. Sons, daughters could be incarcerated, missing, and they still worried about that junk. You have to prioritize as a leader. You have to prioritize. You have to be able to withstand. I tell people that all the time. Superintendent's ineffective. That's why it's a ripple effect. That's why it's all these people, you know. The Pain Sisters, the Blacks, that's the last night. All of these people, the Kings, that's all of these people. Right? Steve Harvey, that silly show that we're still talking about. The ratings, we need to continue to not watch it. Right? And schools, until they can get this right, I wouldn't accept anything that the Kings have, period. Because they need to get this right. Contradictory. They keeping up with it as well from Ernest Pugh. Right? He's the one that's spreading all of this. His music, wouldn't listen to it. And none of my fans are. Because we're making a statement. And that statement is, this is not right. Conspiracy, and you haven't told a person, and you a superintendent, and you still in your position, right? And there's a court case, and it was dismissed by the judge because the lawyer, who has the biggest firm, right, wrote a letter. I mean, come on, these systems are broken. And so we have to educate people. And when we educate people, because the people are still where they are and making money because of us, if we stop buying their stuff, if we stop watching television, they're not going to make any money. And then they'll see how it feels to form a conspiracy. And so I want to educate as many people as possible. I have people from the Oscars. I have people from magazines. I have people from everywhere. I'm supposed to be meeting a couple of people when I go to California. Right, about this very thing. How did you do it? How are you so successful when you have one of the most powerful persons, right, in the conspiracy? How do you do that? When you have Steve Harvey, all these people, but they're keeping up on a daily basis because they want to see the demise, but they're never going to live to see it. They're never going to see it because it's not going to happen. Right, it's not going to happen. You can live 1,000 years and you ain't going to be able to see anything. Because it's not going to happen. But you have this ongoing, and you just have to continue to educate. The Pain Sisters over here, right? I know what you're doing. God knows what you're doing. You know what you're doing. And then you get up in the pulpit. Why do we have people in the pulpit like that? She doesn't count because she called herself. God did not call her. She called herself. Because ministers are ministers 24 hours. And ministers have a particular characteristic where they don't. They seek peace. They don't seek chaos. She's pretending like I'm her cousin and I'm her sister and I'm her. You nothing. Your name is Nisi. That's who you are. I know exactly who you are. Right? Reminds me of that story. Esau, his brother. I know exactly who you are. You know? Then when I see you, you want to speak. No, be the same person you are in the dark. Don't speak to me. Period. Seriously. I want you to be who you are genuinely. I don't want you to put on a front, none of that. Be who you are, because I'm going to be who I am, and I'm not going to pretend and fake and all that stuff. I'm not going to do that, and that's how I am. I don't fake. I'm just straight to the point, right? That's who I am. You get what you see. That's it. If I know something, I'm going to speak up and say it. Right? And so that's just how I am. I don't do things in secret towards people. I let you know. Period. And that's how it is. And so when you think about those aspects, you have to bring that positive energy. You know, people all upset. It's your sisters. Those are not my sisters. We don't even look alike. I don't even know, hardly know them. I don't even talk to them. So how are they kin to me and my sisters? Then you have somebody up the road in Dallas, Alfred. Have no idea how he's involved in this. And once again, not working. Need money. And it's sponsors. So y'all see all these people involved, they're sponsors. King sponsors, Harvey's, all these people are sponsors. That's why it's ongoing. And that's why I said this type of stuff doesn't need to be in schools. So when they solicit this stuff about civil rights and all that, it's not the civil rights that you think it is. It's chaos, and it's going to be chaos because that's what they bring. They are the sponsors. That's how, you know, they're asking, well, what is their role? They're the sponsors and the ones who are encouraging. Ernest Pugh, for instance, I don't ever want to see him on my television screen in music because he doesn't deserve to be there. That's why the gospel music didn't let him in. He had to come up with his own stuff because he's messy. All right? Steve Harvey, same thing. Silly show. But he's sponsoring. So if we stop watching, if we stop encouraging, and if we stop buying, they're not going to have anything. That center, as I said before, I researched it, is because of sponsors. Sponsors sponsor that center. Ernest Pugh, the reason why he has money is because of people. I'm not even going to say us because I don't buy his music. Because of people who buy his music. That's why. Steve Harvey, his show is because of us watching. And I say us. I used to watch it. I don't watch it anymore. Ratings. So everything they have is because of God, but it's because of us. If we stop, they won't have anything except what they already have. And we want to encourage. It's very important that we advocate and we encourage positive things within the lives of our children. Because what happens is when you have this effect, for instance, this guy is not even working. He's at home, right? And they're stealing money and all of these things. But then you have disabled people, 19%, who's working. We continue to say that. Okay? So these people are what? They're sponsoring criminals. That's what they're doing. And so we have to stop buying, and we have to stop inviting, and we have to keep this out of our schools, period. Because they want to bring this chaos within schools, and it's not the civil rights, and it's not the equity that you think. Because if it was, they would never wrote the letter. Number two, they wouldn't be involved in a huge conspiracy where a criminal is sitting at home, and they're stealing money. Right? And so we also have to think about the leaders that we put in office, superintendent. There's no way she should ever be in there. Number one, you have to speak up. Number two, you just don't do what she did. You just don't. You can't even explain that. You just don't. Your board is the governing body, and they're your bosses. And basically what they say go, and I know about the vote, whether you thought it was secret or not, and I know about the monies that you're embezzling. And so you're stealing, right? But there is no accountability, so we have to educate people. And this is only a one-time deal. This has never happened before, right? So I'm very selective of what I seek out, if you know what I mean. I'm very selective, you know. And so that's what it is. You have to understand as a leader, there are people that want to see you succeed, and there are people who want to see you fail. But as a leader, you have to have that energy. And you have to be able to withstand. Some people just break at the drop of a dime. Always crying, just break. Somebody says something, just break. Half of the stuff these people doing, half of the people probably couldn't even make it. They'd be out of here because they couldn't make it. Take it easy way out. No, I'm not doing that. I'm moving up. I'm going stronger, and I'm educating. And I'm speaking up, and I'm speaking out about it, period. Right? Things don't have as much as I have. Common sense. All they know how to do is lying still. That's it. Period. And I said it, and I mean it, because that's the truth. And so when you say that, and when you do that, right, then you don't spend a lot of time on that. People ask me, so I told you, right, this is my family and these are my friends, so I can tell you. And so God didn't call her to preach. God already spoke to her. He called her a preacher. She's not a preacher. So when you refer to her, call her by first name, because she's not a preacher. He didn't call her to preach. You know, tearing up the church, and because you didn't get selected, that tearing up God's house, and you're a preacher, and then you're trying to cause chaos and friction, and you're a preacher? No. You're just trying to get money. That's it. Having these conferences and things like that? No. That's all you're doing. You have the money. You worship and love money. God says she loved money more than she loved me. Because if you did, then you wouldn't be doing what you're doing. You know your sister, and you have something else to worry about, such as your brother-in-law and all that stuff. That's what you need to be worried about. Instead of worried about me. You understand? So we just being honest. You have to just be transparent, and you have to be honest about it. And so those particular things we don't worry about. But what we do focus on, we focus on the good things. There are some people, like I said, from the Oscars who called me. Hey, I know aren't you on the panel. Cool, I'm coming. I'm going to be on the panel because it's positive and it's a story to tell. You know what I'm saying? It's very positive. It's a story to tell. And so that is why. You know, but as far as this other stuff, you know, I'm a cousin. You're not. I'm a sister. You're not. I know exactly who you are. You're not. You're not kin to me at all. At all. Right? And so that's just the point about it. And so we'll have a larger presentation this week. We're going to have a larger presentation. And we're going to really discuss those particular things. You have to bring the energy, period. You do. And like I told my cousins, they're all up in Mississippi, all of those other states, and the southern states. Don't allow this crap to come in your school because it's fake. This equality and this nonviolence and the civil rights is fake because they're involved in this conspiracy, the Kings, Harvey, all these people, and it's fake. There is nothing genuine about it. Now, probably when Dr. King was there, maybe it was genuine. I wasn't there. I wasn't even born. But this right here, this is fake. It's contradictory, and it's hypocrisy. Steve Harvey, same thing. He has because we're paying. If we don't go to his comedy shows, if we don't watch his television shows, all of that stuff is gone. All of it. Because you need people. Right? Same thing. My radio station. You guys are listening to it. I appreciate it. But it's not dependent on ratings and people. It's dependent on if I decide to get on it or not. That's how I get paid. So it's not dependent on the popularity of it at all. So you have to take all of those things under consideration as a leader in leadership. And focusing and concentrating on that, we're not. And there's people who actually keep up with it from day to day. There are. There are. Seriously, there are. Day to day, they understand and know what's going on. And the sponsors, of course, they know. Ernest Pugh, he can't even make another hit because he's so busy into it, right? And so you have those type of people, you know. And the superintendent, as I said before, I'm speaking to other educators who's thinking about it. Don't be like that. I always use her as an example of who not to be like. You don't want to steal. You don't want to lie. You don't want to withhold information that you should be giving to someone. And you want to be respectful of your bosses, which are your school board members. She's an example of someone you don't want to be like. And I don't care if she's purple, green, white, black, blue. You don't want to be like her. If she was blue, I'd say the same thing. Right. I'm looking at character and I'm looking at who you are. Your sister writing letters and your brother, and then you're going to go and let all these people who just sitting at home? No. I'm not going to do that. We're not doing that. It's one thing to confine it to your organization, but it's another thing for you as a leader or superintendent to lie to school districts because of your position and the lawyer, too. So I'm going to get this out, and it's going to be an educational thing. It's not going to be throwing anybody under the bus, but they're going to understand the point and where I'm coming from. And this is real. This is nothing made up, nothing fake. As a superintendent, or even as a teacher, I would never do this to anyone. But I have a good story to tell, and I still feel good about myself. They thought I was going to break down all that. That's not happening, because I know who you are, and I know what you are. Right? And at this point, you're zero. So I use this story, I use her, as someone you don't want to be like. Well, why is they still there? Because there's no accountability. These people have been there forever, like 60, 70 years. Nothing has changed. There's no accountability, nothing. You know, you call the, it's funny, like I said before, you all these systems, court system, all this, lawyers sending letters, huge law firm, Jim Walsh Law Firm, right? He's giving a conference, just received the email, he's giving a conference in June. Think I'm going? No, I'm not going to that conference. Why? Because it's fake. They don't even live by their principles. Writing letters, his lawyer writing letters and lying? No, I'm not going to that. Now, I am going to the one I received the email, right? This is for, like, principals and all that. I am going to one of those workshops because it's someone else, right, with the same credentials, and they have a huge law firm, but it's out of state, but it's going to be in Texas. So I'm going to that one. But this one, no, I'm not going to that. I don't care if Jim's giving it or who's giving it, because I don't believe in what they do is hypocritical, right? Just like the kings, if you notice that all this is hypocrisy, none of this is genuine. And I'm more of a genuine person. I'm not going to fake. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to fake. And I see the pain sisters, they say absolutely nothing, or they wave. You know? And look, that's about it. Oh, yeah, you didn't notice me because of the mask. No, I didn't. And I still don't know you on the pulpit because you're not a pastor. You know, so those type of things. But you have to learn as a leader what to focus on and what not to focus on. And that's just something you just don't focus on. You bring that energy, and you have to be able to withstand. That's it. And so when I seek those higher things, I am seeking, I am looking at who is in front leading, because I don't want to be a leader led astray. And I definitely don't want an encounter like that, right? No type of confidentiality, ineffective, just there, just a warm body. And that's from my experience. I don't expect anybody to have that same experience. But I do educate people. We have a panel in Mississippi in about 2 weeks, National Alliance. I'm telling my story, you know, calling people just recently. Calling people, you know, harassing. That's what they do. You know what I'm saying? And so we don't need leadership like that. And so I told all of my cousins in the Mississippi area, all of the southern states, all of the other states, do not allow this chaos in your schools, because it creates nothing but chaos, because that's what they're about. And it's true. It is. It really is. And so, you know, every time something occurs, it's, oh, it's racism. It's not. You have to read it for yourself and differentiate what it is. Sometimes it's just not knowing when to stop like them. It's not racism. Just keep going on and on and on and on and on, like you're ignorant. And so those particular things you have to take in consideration in the form of leadership. So we're going to have a full presentation probably this Friday. And we have a couple of people, as I said before, from the Oscars and other people who are joining as well. And so at this time, does anyone have any questions or comments? Because I see it's about 1,000 people on. Okay? And so in this particular field, you have to make sure that you learn to discern what you should really focus on. Bring the energy. Withstand all of these things, because you have people, I'm telling you, who look like you, people who may not look like you. You have all of these people who sometimes they try to hinder your progress, but God, they can't hinder God, and you have that. And so it's very important as a person, as a leader, that you are able to withstand those things. You have to. And so that is what we wanted to share. And just to answer some of your questions, no, they're not kin to me. So whatever they say, as far as dictating and all that, they're not kin to me. They're not related to me. They're just people who need money. You know, I know the reverend, no, she's not a reverend. God says stop calling her a reverend. Pain is not working. And so she needs the money. And because she needs the money, she continues that. She's been doing it for years. And I've seen her since then. I've seen her probably about a couple of months ago, you know. And there's nothing different, you know. So she's a sheep in wolf's clothing. And you have to be careful with the people that you put on the pulpits. Because these people, some of these people are just there for money and they're playing with God. You have to be careful of people that you put in leadership positions because they can either add value or they can take away value. And so you have to be very discerning. You want someone genuine. You don't want nobody fake. Like, the superintendent never said anything. She never told me anything. Nothing. And that's her cousin. Writing letters, districts call, can't hire. We're in the middle of and just lying. The lawyer, Jim Walsh. Law firm, huge law firm, just lying. But yet he's giving a presentation in the summer. I'm not going to that, as I said before, because it's fake. It's hypocrites, that's what it is. God said it's hypocrisy at its best. That's what it is. But when God elevates, then everybody's going to be looking. What? Yeah. So you can't, as a leader, you cannot focus on that. You're going to have people that's going to keep up to date with everything because they want to see, they glorify, they get glory out of that. But when something happens to them or their kid, right, then it's woe is me. They're crying and in tears. What are you in tears for? You should have been focusing on that instead of focusing on foolishness in the first place. You see what I'm saying? And so you have that. So, yeah, it's the Pain Sisters. They're part of it. But you have to understand who is supplying the monies. It's a job for them. Idle mind is a devil's workshop. It's a workshop for them. But God says, I have something greater and better, and you lose more than what you have. And so you can't keep focusing on that. Because I'm not. I'm not. It's just good to know. You know what I'm saying? It's just good to know. And so those particular aspects. And then when you talk about heaven and you talk about all these people, Angela and all these people, they're singers, but they're not big singers. They're not on a large scale. It's always the people who have to depend on people, if you notice. And so in that, we have all of these great assets, all of these great things. And you have to look at it from that point in a leader's lens. Energy. Being able to withstand, you know. And so as I progress through and meditate and pray and say, Lord, I want to, you know, who is my captain, you know? And when I say captain, I'm not speaking so much about who's going to be leading. I'm speaking about where do I want to be that is just, where there is prosperity and growth. And that's a prayer, you know. God has plans, you know. Could be here, could be there, could be anywhere. We don't know, but we know that God has something. And you have to pray to God, you know. I want to be surrounded by people that are genuine. And that's one thing that, you know, as a kid, I had that discernment. And so with me, I was shy, but I had certain people that I would, I guess, I don't even want to say hang around with. It was the nerds, but speak with and talk to. But as I grew older, I speak to everyone and talk to everyone. I'm just a social butterfly. But I also know, and I also can discern those things too. And so I asked God, I said, you know, I want to be that type of leader that brings the energy and genuine. I don't wear fake jewelry, none of that, because it breaks me out. Fake rings and all that, I don't do all that. I'm a genuine person. Everything about me is genuine. And so it's very important that you understand that, right? And so she's a prime example. When we talk about the pain, she's a prime example of a sheep in wolf's clothing. She's a prime example. Right? And it could go the other way. A wolf in sheep's clothing. She say that she's a sheep, but she's not the devil in wolf's clothing. God corrected me, a devil. And so it's a lot of pretending. And so you have to know this genuineness when you're shopping around, whether it's in business, billion-dollar businesses, movies, you know what I'm saying, meeting with these people. I have to know that you're genuine. And they told me we are genuine. I said, I have to know that you're transparent. And I have to know that you're not up to something. You know, they said, we're genuine people. I said, I am too. And I'll find out when I go. You have to. It's very important. And as leaders, you can't be doing things towards your people that you wouldn't do in front of them. You know, what the superintendent did, what was she allowed? I'm going to say, was she allowed this conspiracy stuff? Because I guess she's starstruck, I don't know, or money struck, because she getting, you know, she getting a piece of this money right out of this for allowing this. You just have to be genuine. And just because you're getting away with it year after year after year doesn't mean that God's not going to repay you. Repay the person and then repay who you're stealing from. But the good thing is, as I said before, I always use her as an ineffective leader. Example. Hypocrisy at its best will be the kings. Steve Harvey, depending on the people and not being ethical, I use him as an example. Just, I say, I know this preacher, I'm talking about Payne, who stands up in the pulpit, proclaim the word of God, but yet in the dark she's stealing and lying and all of these things, trying to cause chaos. He's a devil going to and fro, seeking whom she can devour. But she can't devour because we already know. And God says, I will repay. And so in that, we have to understand that this is factual. This is real. And you're going to have that. And so all of these people, I told them, I said, do not allow this foolishness in your organization. And if we stop, and somebody, if we stop, then the foolishness stops. And these people have to go to work. We have 19% disabled people at work, and criminals sitting at home getting paid by people that we pay. We buy their books, we buy their whatever materials they have. We go to their centers. We look at their shows. We buy their T-shirts. We buy their mugs. Stop. And then see what happens. We did a pretty good job this week. Just stop. Because it's going to be the 20%. And when you the 20% is supporting, and the 80% doesn't, they'll see a big difference, just like when you're stealing. Now, at first, I didn't know. You know, I'm all qualified for these jobs back in 2016, 2017. I didn't know this conspiracy was going on until a good friend told me. And until I started researching, I had no idea. I said, superintendent never told you. She's ineffective. Tell me that all the time. I mean, people that I went to school with, they used to work there. Tell me how horrible she is. I didn't believe it. I said, you can't call nobody horrible. He said, she is. I said, it's not horrible. I said, maybe just not a good leader. How about that? Nobody's horrible. But I guarantee you, this is a very unique story. I'm writing a book on it, too, because I have all of their signatures. And it's funny, because when it was her turn to accept hers, right, she never was. She never did, because she knows it's true. And if we go to court, I'll win, because she shouldn't have never shared anything that she wasn't supposed to. Period. That's just the bottom line. Then you want to plan, like, pretend like you're so innocent and you're not. Your sister and all these people doing all of these things, calling people and all of these things, you're not. And so as a leader, you have to be transparent. You know, if you did something out, expect something to come back. You know, I mean, that's just how it is, right? You throw a boomerang, the boomerang's going to come back. Period. That's just how it is. But you have to understand, as a leader, you have to be an effective leader. You have to be a good leader. And when I tell my story, people cannot believe it. They say, is she still there? I said, yeah. I said, but you got to understand, the board's been there for 60, 70 years. I said, there's no accountability. They said it's called relationship. I said, yeah, but it's not called ethics. Right? That's not ethical. It's just not. I'm sorry, it's just not. You know, then you go to the systems. The systems are all messed up. So you have to educate, and you have to do what you have to do, which is educate people. And they have to stop buying and doing all these things in order to make a point. You know what I'm saying? And so that's how it is. And calling jobs and stuff, very immature. You know, as a superintendent, you shouldn't be doing that. Lying, saying that nobody's arguing and all that. It's just a plethora of things. So you have to be honest and you have to be transparent. Period. Period, point blank. So, anyways, that was that. Okay, so if you want to be on the ministry, on the show, you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. In addition to that, be sure to pray for yourself, pray for others, pray for those you know and those you do not know, because the prayer of the righteous avails much. Remember that we do have a workshop, and that workshop is virtual, and it's by invite only with the link, and that will be on Thursday at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. We will have some guests from all over the world, from the Philippines, from Georgia, from Texas, from Philly, and from the Carolinas. So be sure to join us for that. It will be a private meeting. It's about television and education. In addition to that, make sure you join me on tomorrow for our needs and wants. I want to appreciate each and every one of you for tuning in, and have a blessed night. And thank you so much. I have almost 2,000 individuals. Thank you. Appreciate you. Bye.